Granny's after, I believe that's our ring.
I'm busy reading, Lom. Go ahead.
Well, it was our ring, all right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, you know.
He's no Snuffy Smith. He's a hillbilly. First one I ever seen.
What is a hillbilly?
Him? Look here, Lom. I can show you. Ain't that the country feller?
That's what I've always wanted to know. What is a hillbilly?
Well, I ain't never seen one myself, but I figured that he might be one.
He's country already.
Oh,
I forgot to answer. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, so far, Lum and Abner and Grandpappy Spears have managed to safeguard the secret of their discovery of a new process of making synthetic rubber. And now they're ready to form a company and get into production with the product that they hope will save Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is back in the feed room, and Grandpap is just entering.
Well, morning, Grandpap. Come on in.
Good morning, Abner. What's the idea of getting the son out of bed this early for?
Oh, it was Lom's idea. He wanted us to come over to the store there this morning so we could get organized.
Get organized?
Yeah. Lom, come on out here, Lom. Grandpap's here.
Well, I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, he'll be right here, Grandpap.
Whereabouts is he at? Back in the feed room?
Yeah, he's measuring everything back there to see how many boilers we can put in the room and how much rubber we can make and all that.
Oh, why don't we just make the rubber and forget all this prittle-prattle?
Well, you know, Lom, he always likes to do everything fancy. Says we got to get the company organized first and all that. He thinks he's a executor. Mind out. Here he comes.
Well, morning, Grandpap. Proud to see you.
Morning, Lum. Hey, we're all ready to get organized up now, Lum.
Well, good. We won't waste no time, neither.
No.
Because this is something we got to get started right away.
Well, let's go, yeah.
Yeah, if we can turn out enough rubber to keep that truck line busy, hauling it twixt here in the county seat, I bound you the state ain't going to take it away from Pine Ridge and make it run past Big Fork. I can tell you that right now.
Well, let's get to turning out, then. That's what we want.
That's what I say. Let me get out there in that feed room, and I'll mix up more rubber, and you can shake the stick here.
Yeah, I'll help you, too, Grandpap. Oh, what size sticks do we use for that?
Well, now, wait a minute. There's a couple of things we got to take care of first. That's why I called you together this morning.
That election officers and stuff like that, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
And we have to decide who owns how much of the company and draw up a set of rules and all that.
Well, we never will get to making a rubber, Lom, if we have to do all that.
Yes, we will. None of this will take long.
Well, let's hurry.
As soon as we elect officers, I can take care of most of all of the rest of it. First, we'll decide who owns what. My suggestion on that is that we each take a half interest. You fellas each get a half interest because you was the ones that was mixing up that stuff you thought was invisible ink.
Yeah.
And Cedric gets a half interest because he put the stretch berries and the sweet gum in it. And that's what made it come out rubber.
Oh, is Cedric in on this, too?
Why, sure.
Huh?
And I get a half interest because I'm furnishing the brains and all my executive experience. Getting it in order.
Well,
Besides, I think he'll be for anything us fellas decide.
Oh, well, sure, I know he will. He's always for anything you say to him. He don't sit around and study about things very much, Cedric don't.
No, he's more of the active type of a boy, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've got the ownerships all settled, wait a minute. Did I figure that wrong?
Huh?
That makes four half interest, don't it?
Yeah.
Granny, you can't have but two halves or something.
Huh?
We got two extra half interests in there somehow or other.
Well, I do know. How'd we get there? Ain't even been finished yet, and here we are mixed up already.
I know what we can do, Lum. We can just do twice as much business as we figured on doing, and that'll take care of them other two half interests.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Do twice as much business. Yeah, that sounds illogical, sure. That's all right, Grandpap. Good for you.
Doggies, Grandpap, I never knowed you had such a head for figures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can figure backwards and forwards with one hand tied behind my back. Nothing to it.
I wished I could do that. I'd love to be a genius of some kind.
Yeah?
Even if I was an ignorant one, I'd be satisfied.
Well, now that we got that settled, the next thing to do is to have the election of officers.
Yeah.
My suggestion on that is to do it by secret ballot.
Oh, yeah, I love secret ballots. Yeah.
I got some little slips of paper you already tore up here, so if you'll each take one, there we'll vote right now.
Yeah, give them here. Here, Grandpa, there's one for you.
Yeah.
You got a pencil?
Yeah, I got a little bitty one, a little stub here. Have to chew the end off of it a little bit to get down to the lead.
Doggies, we ought to get one of them fancy pencil sharpeners like they got over the schoolhouse long out. We got a big company. What are we voting for now, president or what?
Yeah, just write down there who you want for president of the company, and then the president will appoint the other officers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's see, here's mine. A.B. Grandpap, don't look at what I'm writing. It's supposed to be a secret ballot.
I ain't looking. I'm just watching you loll your tongue out while you're writing there.
Oh.
Sometime you're going to bite that thing off.
I won't do no such a thing.
All right, Abby, you collect the ballots and I'll read them off and I'll write down the results.
Yeah.
Here's mine.
All right.
You go ahead and read them.
Well, all right. Give me your ballot there, Grandpap. I'll read them. You ready, Lum?
Yeah, go ahead.
One vote for Abner Peabody.
Yeah.
One vote for Milford A. Spears. Doggy's Grandpap, you can't hardly write your own name so the body can read it.
Well, it's just on account of this pencil. It don't write worth a shucks.
One vote for L. Enners.
Let's hear to this. Happens every time we have an election of any kind.
Come out a tie again, didn't it?
Yeah, sure as well. If you fellers had stopped being so selfish and always voting for yourselves, we might get someplace. Looks like you'd get over that someday.
Well, what do we do now? Just take another vote?
No, that won't do no good. Just keep coming out of tie.
Yeah, I believe it will, too.
I reckon we better call up Cedric after all. He can vote over the phone.
Is that legal, voting over the phone?
Yeah, that's called voting by proxy. All the big corporations does it, I think. Bring him up, Abner.
Yeah, I'll get him. Seems sort of a shame to get him out of bed, though.
Yeah, it does, but we've got to get this rubber corporation started right away, and the sooner the quicker, too. Well, why don't I get back and get started mixing up that stuff instead of going through all this rigging?
Hello?
No, we've got to
wait. Is this the Wee Hunts' place?
We've got plenty of time for that.
Well, would you mind waking Cedric up and having him come to the phone, please? Yes, Mom, it is important. All right, I'll hold it.
She going to get him out?
Yeah. Reckon who Cedric will vote for.
Well, if he's got any sense, I know who he'll vote for. If he recollects what I told him, yes, sir. I mean, if
you... Hello? Is that you, Cedric? This is Abner. I'm sorry I woke you up. Oh, Cedric had to get up to answer the phone anyway. Well, listen, Cedric, we're having an election of officers, and we want you in on it. Yeah, who would you vote for president? Huh? Well, I don't know about him, Cedric.
Who'd he vote for?
Grover Cleveland, he says.
Grover Cleveland?
That's what he says.
For goodness sakes, tell him he's got to vote for somebody besides that.
Cedric, you got to vote for somebody else, Lom says. Who? Well, just a minute. He says he still wants Grover Cleveland. Said his papa read him a book about Grover Cleveland the other day, and that's his hero now, he says.
Long do goodness. That boy gets some of the cutest ideas of every one human I ever knowed. Tell him he's got to vote for one of us, like, say, me, for instance.
Hello? Lum says you got to vote for one of us, Cedric, like, say, me, for instance.
Not you, me.
Huh? Oh. Well, just a minute. Says if he can't vote for Grover Cleveland, he don't want to vote for nobody.
All right, Granny, it's better hang up then, Abner. I can see he ain't going to be no help to us. Tell him to go back to bed.
Yeah. Hello, Cedric. Lom says you can go back to bed now. Yeah, you voted good, I reckon. All right. Get some sleep. good night. Good morning. Goodbye. You see him sleeping in the daytime. I can't see.
Everybody take another piece of paper. You have to vote over again. That's all I can see to do.
Yeah. All right. Mom, who is this Cleveland feller? Is he somebody Ulysses S. Quincy's hard to paint his barn?
No, he was president of the United States, Abner.
He was? Well, I thought that name sounded awful familiar.
Oh, I know who he was. I read about him in the almanac.
He did?
Grover Stephen Cleveland, born in Caldwell, New Jersey.
Well.
Later taking up law work.
And then he got to be sheriff, and then he got to be mayor of Buffalo, and then governor of New York State, and finally worked himself up to be president of the United States.
Doggers, he sure made a success of himself, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good man, Grover was. Awful good man. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Now, sir, I believe Cedric's got himself a good hero there.
All right, let's simmer down on the talk and get this voting done.
Now, is this going to be a secret ballot again?
Yeah, this time let's not have everybody voting for themselves.
No.
Try to figure out who'd actually make us the best president and vote for him.
Uh-huh.
Do a little studying this time before you make up your mind.
Well, I believe my mind's made up. I know who I'm going to vote for now.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, now, wait, before you write anything down, just run through our past records. Take Abner, for instance. Has he ever been president of anything?
I've been vice president of lots of stuff.
But never a president?
No.
Takes a feller with a certain kind of talents for a job like this.
Does not.
Well, now you take Grandpap. He ain't done much presidenting neither. Besides that, he's going to have about all he can do mixing up the synthetic rubber every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ought to be back there doing that right now.
And then you take me. I reckon you fellas know my record good enough. Just keep this in mind while you're voting. What we need is a feller that's had lots of experience and has held lots of offices. A
lot of experience, huh?
Yeah. All right, now, does that help you make up your mind?
Yeah, I know exactly who we want now.
Well, good. Now, as soon as you get it wrote down, give me the slips and I'll count them this time. We don't want to have no mistakes on this.
Yeah, I'm writing mine right now. Yeah. Now, there you are. There's mine. Hurry up, Grandpa.
Yeah, just a second. This pencil ain't worth a shucks for writing. There you are, all done.
Yeah, here, Mom. Take them, count them up fast. Doggy, this is sort of exciting, ain't it?
Yes, it is. I'll have to admit it. Oh, or something about election gets a fella on edge, waiting for the election turn.
Yeah, got it yet, Mom?
No, not yet.
Now, hurry up, Mom.
One vote for L. Edwards. One vote.
No, but I can't hardly wait. So who'd you put on, Grandpa? No, you can't tell me this is a secret ballot. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.
Huh?
Do you know who's president of our synthetic rubber company?
No, who?
Grover Cleveland.